As you're being seated, you can take your Bibles and turn with us, if you would, to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15 this morning. And we will be there momentarily. And I know that you're probably starting to smell the food and maybe getting just a little bit hungry. And I promise you, if you'll stay with me, the message will not be overly long this morning. Or at least I will do my best to make sure that it is not overly long this morning. But Romans chapter 15, and notice there, if you would, verse number 13. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 13. And the Bible says this, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." You notice that that phrase there in the first four words of verse number 13, "Now the God of hope." Or the first five words, I should say. Now, the God of hope. For a few moments this morning, I'd like to preach to us on this thought, where to find hope this Christmas. Where to find hope this Christmas. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this day. And Lord, we do thank you for your love and your mercy towards us. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to come and gather in your house on a Sunday morning to sing your praises and worship you and open your word to see a truth that might help us be the church and the Christian you'd have us to be. And now, Father, for all you do this morning, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, the glory. And Lord, this morning, I pray you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit. May the words I speak be those of you and you alone. And Lord, this morning, if there be one here this morning that know not Christ as their Savior, we pray, Lord, they not leave this church without getting that settled, 100% sure that Christ is their Savior, their sins are forgiven, and that heaven's their home. And Father, now this morning, I just pray that if there be one that is here this morning and they're saved, but perhaps they've had a hectic week, a hectic month, a hectic year, and Lord, maybe their hope's waning a little bit. Lord, we pray that this morning they'd be able to also find hope in you and your word. Lord, now I pray you'd speak to hearts. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, for all that you'll do, we'll love you and thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Of course, we are fast approaching the Christmas season. I mean, today's the 15th. So we are 10 days away from Christmas. It'll be here and gone before we know it. And as we approach it and approach that day, we're reminded of the joyful celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, in the midst of the festivities, in the midst of the lights, in the midst of the gifts, the songs, many people in our world are experiencing a lack of joy. They're experiencing a lack of peace. They're experiencing a lack of hope. And not just any joy or peace or hope. They're experiencing a lack of true joy and true peace and true hope. We said it Wednesday night that, and especially for me, this is my favorite time of year. We, you know, Manny and I, we get the Christmas tree up on Halloween. It stays up through New Year's. We do kind of a half and half for the fall decorations, the Christmas decorations. And we just love Christmas. I have since I was a kid. My parents always made a big deal of it, my mom especially. And I just always have loved Christmas. But at the same time, I realize that there are people that for this time of year, it is not always a joyful time of year. For them, it's just another time of year, just another day. And that could be for any number of reasons. A lost loved one, a lost friend, a heartache around that time of the year. and just a host of reasons why they don't look forward to this time of year from what we would consider a worldly perspective. And the hustle, the bustle of Christmas, it really can sometimes overshadow the deeper spiritual meaning of the season. But here in Romans chapter 15, we have the Apostle Paul, and he is offering to us a very profound truth. And here in verse number 13, he is speaking to us on and about the God of hope, who is, as he says in this verse, the God of hope, who, by the way, is the God of heaven, who sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of all joy, of all peace, and all hope. He is the power that enables us to abound in hope. And so maybe you're here this morning and you don't look forward to Christmas, but I have encouragement for you this morning that with God, you can still have joy and peace and hope, and you can still have the very power of God that can enable you to abound in hope. And so we just have one verse this morning, and we're going to break it down. We're going to break it down very quickly. We're going to say amen and have prayer, and then we're going to go downstairs and eat. So you stay with me and notice verse number 13 again. We see first this morning the God of hope. And verse number 13 all opens with an important declaration. Verse number 13, now the God of hope. Now the God of hope. You see, at Christmas, we celebrate the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:27, the Bible calls him the hope of glory. And God himself is the source of all hope. You see, this morning, he is not merely a giver of hope. He is hope. And true hope, listen, it is not grounded in temporary circumstances or fleeting pleasures. It is rooted in the unchanging, faithful nature of God. And so, listen, you might get some gifts around Christmas time. You might wake up Christmas morning and you might have some gifts around the tree. Let me just remind you, those gifts are going to be temporary. In fact, you remember when you were a kid, you know, you open them, you rip them out of the box, and, you know, usually by end of day on Christmas, they were kind of already, you're already kind of bored with them, right? Well, that's the way we are with that which is materialistic. We get bored with it very quickly. But with God this morning, he is not just a temporary circumstance. He is just not a fleeting pleasure. He is something that is unchanging and something that is faithful. And today we live in a world where many people, they place their hope in things that can easily fade away. They place their hope in relationships. They place their hope in material wealth. They place their hope in career success. But folks, all of that can very quickly fade away and go away. But I want us to know this morning, when we center our lives on God, when we center our lives on the God of hope, we find a hope that never disappoints. You don't have to turn there, but Romans chapter 5 and verse number 5, the Bible tells us this, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. This hope is secure. It's eternal. It's steadfast, no matter the challenges or circumstances we may face. And so at Christmas, we remember that God did not leave humanity without hope. He sent his Son, Jesus, into the world to bring salvation to all people. The Bible tells us he came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible tells us he shall save his people from their sins. He came to seek and to save you, because without Christ you were lost. And if you're here this morning and you do not know Christ as your Savior, you are lost and headed for a very real place called hell. But that doesn't have to be the case. It doesn't have to stay that way. And listen, to go to heaven this morning, you don't have to join a church. You don't have to be baptized. You don't have to give an offering. You don't have to bake a cake for the fellowship meal. You don't have to do a million good works. All you have to do is put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from your sins. And the Bible tells us that if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sin. That's what he wants to do. He will forgive you if all you do is ask him to do that. If all you do is ask him to save you, then guess what? When he saves you and he changes your heart and he gives you a new life, then all of a sudden you find yourself wanting to be in church. You find yourself wanting to serve God. You find yourself wanting to get in on all the things of the church and everything that is going on. And all of a sudden you think, man, what happened? God happened. Jesus happened. And he took you and gave you a new life and a new hope. And through Christ's birth, his death, and then his resurrection, we are offered a hope that transcends all understanding. But then you notice the verse continues. Chapter 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope, the verse continues, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And that's what we see secondly this morning, the joy and peace in believing. You see this morning, joy and peace are gifts that flow from our belief in God. These are not fleeting emotions tied to external circumstances, but they're deep spiritual realities that come from knowing Christ. Joy is the fruit of recognizing that God has fulfilled his promises through Jesus Christ. It's a joy that does not depend on our situation, but on the assurance that God is with us, that he loves us, and that his plans for us are good. And then when we have joy, that peace then follows. And peace comes from trusting in God's sovereignty, even in the midst of trials. You see, at Christmas, we remember the angel's declaration, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And this peace is not simply the absence of conflict, but the presence of God's grace in our hearts. And when we believe this morning in the God of hope, when we surrender our lives to him, the Bible tells us we are filled with his joy and his peace. And these are the gifts that surpass understanding. For they are not merely emotional reactions, but spiritual realities that are grounded in the relationship we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then thirdly this morning, the verse continues. Notice there, verse 15, or verse number 13, I'm sorry. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope. That's what we see thirdly this morning, abounding in hope. To abound simply means to overflow, to have more than enough. God wants us to not only have hope, but to have an abundance of it. Abounding in hope means that regardless of the difficulties we face, we can live with an unwavering confidence in God's promises. At Christmas, when we reflect on the birth of Christ, we are reminded that God is with us in the darkest of times. This truth gives us hope that transcends our circumstances. Even when things seem uncertain or difficult, our hope in Christ remains firm. As John 16:33 tells us, for he is the one who has overcome the world. To abound in hope means that our lives are not controlled by fear or despair, but by a joyful anticipation of what God is doing and will do. And this is the hope that we are called to share with others. An overflowing hope that shines brightly in a world that desperately needs it. And then fourthly and finally this morning, notice the last part of verse number 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Finally, Paul emphasizes the means by which we can abound in hope. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes the hope of God real in our lives. It's through the Holy Spirit that we experience God's presence, receive His peace, and are empowered to live in hope. The Spirit works in our lives, reminding us of the truth of the gospel, filling us with the love of God, and helping us to trust in God's promises. You see, without the Holy Spirit of God, our hope would be weak, our hope would be frail, because we would be hoping in that which we could see. But faith is the evidence of things not seen. And that's where the Holy Spirit of God comes in. And with the Spirit of God, we're empowered to live with a hope that is steadfast, that is abundant. The Spirit enables us to see beyond our circumstances and to look to the eternal glory that awaits us in Christ Jesus. At Christmas, we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, who makes God's presence real in our lives. And it's that same Spirit who filled the hearts of Mary and Joseph and the early church that now fills us today, giving us the power to abound in hope. And so this morning, as we celebrate Christmas, let us remember that true joy, peace, and hope come from believing in the God of hope. It is through faith in Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that we are filled with an unshakable hope that overflows into joy and peace. This Christmas, let us take hold of the hope that God offers us. Let us, if we haven't done so already, turn our hearts to the God of hope, allowing Him to fill us with joy and peace so that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And as we experience this hope, May we then share it with a world that so desperately needs it. May the joy, the peace, and hope of Christmas fill your hearts today and always with the very God of hope. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Let's stand together at our feet.